Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Oh,
right, now welcome to another episode of Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle. And that song you just heard was Love by Music. And you know, some, I just want to thank all my listeners for tuning in on this Friday, all my listeners from north to south, east to west, and all my global listeners, the ones out of Canada, the United Kingdom, the ones out of Australia, the one out of Cameroon, Africa, the one out of Nigeria, Africa, the one out of Pakistan, the one out of Peru. And if I haven't hit you yet on your country, if you know about the sister, tell somebody to tune in every Friday because we're going to turn it up. But anyway, our special guest tonight is going to be a lady who's going to talk about random acts of kindness, how she showed people doing things that's nice. And that's one thing we have gotten away from is being nice. We got such mean, nasty, trifling people out there that they don't know how to use the word nice and just do things because it's the right thing to do. But anyway, we're going to bring that lady on in a few minutes. But also, this other thing I just want to mention about this young lady is she's an author. You know, authoress just like me, because authors for men, you know. And when you got these pretty sisters out here, you know, you're doing them a disjustice when you call them authors. Yeah, they authored a book, but, you know, I'm all woman from head to toe. I'm an authoress, you know. Come on, get some of this, because a baby girl is thick and juicy. You know what I'm saying? So don't call me no author. Call me what I am. I'm authoress. And juicy or bubblicious. Do what you do, but just don't call me out of my name. Ain't that right, Mark?
You said it all, honey.
Yes, and that voice you heard, that deep, sexy voice, that's from my handsome co-host, Mark Anthony Real, out of sunny California, holding down the fort with me. And I just want to say, how you doing, Mark, baby?
Well, Mark Anthony Real is keeping it real today, okay?
always does it. But you know, we got something good for y'all because, you know, Mrs. Angie, man, she wrote some books. Now, we're going to talk about the random acts of kindness first, but this sister, she wrote some books, and they nasty. They the X-rated kind. So, you know, when we talk about that, get your kids out the room because we're going to turn it up because how we do it here. You know, we got no shame in our game, and we are not bashful, and this is not the time to play like, oh, my God, she talking about that unless you are a rape victim. Then, you know, when you lay down and you did what you did, you had some fun, you were smiling, you was kicking the boots, so don't come at me all sideways like, oh, my God, she talking about sex. Oh, come on, now, we don't do it like that. We don't do it like that. Keep it real. Keep it real. So, anyway, let's get back to our guest. How you doing, Angie?
In my Adele voice, hello. Can you hear me?
That was the worst Adele voice I ever heard.
She's got that voice. I mean, come on. She's like, hello, hello.
That sounds more like Lionel Richie, okay?
Oh, no, he's, hello. Is it me you're looking for? Okay. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Yeah, well, tell us a little bit about yourself, Angie. I was going to read what I know about you, but I'm going to let you do the thing yourself. You were born, and then what?
I was born, and they broke the mold. I was born in Brooklyn, New York, Bed-Stuy, back in October 14th, 1971. And ever since I laid eyes on this earth, I mean, I've been just doing it all. Very adventurous. I started acting at a young age, went into high school, was in a dramatic arts program for 4 years, also did a whole lot of writing. I used to perform when I was small for other kids in the neighborhood. Like, we would have like a little stage, and me and a couple other kids in my neighborhood, we would do little performances, and we would charge people 50 cents to get in, and we would give them 10-cent cup of juices and cookies and stuff like that. So, you know, I was an entrepreneur back then. And we were, you know, making our movies and stuff like that. And I mean, like I said, I've done it all. And as I've gotten older, after I had quit the police force and moved to Virginia, I started concentrating back in on my writing skills. And, you know, it just took off from there.
Well, thank God that you know you did, because it's amazing how many people out there that are so, so talented in a lot of different areas. And I just want to thank you right now for being that lady who had the balls to
the balls,
you know. You might not have seen them, but she had balls to be a cop.
Big
because man. For a minute I used to be a Capitol Police, you know, and that takes a lot of, you know, a lot of stamina, you know, and a lot of, you know, integrity, because when you out there putting yourself out there to be emergency response team, you know, for someone else, you know, and you don't know that your life is on, you know, at risk at any given moment. So that takes a lot. You know, a lot of people think it's just about the paycheck, but it goes a little bit more deeper than a paycheck. It's like, you know, you just got this stuff in you that want to do the right thing, you know, and I got to applaud you, my sister, especially in New York City. My Lord, you're going to be a cop somewhere. You should have found your little corn-fed state like the Dakotas or something, you know, because I'm sure New York has been on and popping from day one.
That's right.
Yeah, it was. And, you know, like I said, thank God I made it out safe, you know, without a scratch.
Amen.
Happy
Amen.
About that.
Especially after 9/11.
Yeah. That's when it was like, I mean, everybody was just staring everybody down like crazy. I mean, people that you knew, you know, that you grew up with, you're looking at them like maybe they might be suspect. You never know, you know. Like, it was just too much.
Know.
So I was like,
right.
I gotta get out of here.
Right. But anyway,
yeah.
Let me ask you this, Angie. I know that you're a writer as well. What was the catalyst for you to start writing books?
Well, when I was small, besides doing that little performance thing in the neighborhood, I used to write little short stories.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it started back when I was like 5, 6 years old. And like I said, after 9/11, I moved to Virginia. I was working retail. I was a sales manager at Circuit City. And then we lost our jobs there in 2009. And around that time, right before we actually lost our jobs, that's when I started writing the first book, The Fireman. And it just came to me one day at work to start writing. And, I mean, it just took off from there, because a lot of people always told me, they said, Angie, you know, your mind is like something that they've never seen before, because I can come up with stories, I can come up with characters. You know how like Biggie and Jay-Z with freestyle rap, and it's like they don't have to write it down, it'll just, the rhymes just come out their head, like they'll just spit it out, and you know, you're like, wow, that's how I am with
okay,
my writing.
Well, let me break in real quick. Angie, there's some technical difficulty that we are having with Blog Talk, because it's counting down as if we got 60 seconds to talk, and you should be up on here for a couple of hours. So there is definitely an issue. So what we're going to do is, once it go out, I'm going to log back off and log back on and start and create a whole brand new show for tonight, because that's some internal stuff I can't control. So everybody, we're going to take a little song break. We're going to come back and we're going to get this worked out.
Okay.
Okay.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. the colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more than I never knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.